Čiurlionis met this hospitable and lovely family through his classmate Bronislav Volman while he was studying at the Warsaw School of Art. He soon became a close friend of the Volmans, and together with other fellow students, he attended their salon evenings, during which discussions on the topics of literature, philosophy, and music took place. The philosopher Adam Marburg, who had attended Wilhelm Wundt courses in Leipzig, was invited to present a series of lectures there. Čiurlionis visited the Volmans more often than his colleagues. He would stop by for lunch, as he regularly gave music lessons to Bronislav's sister Galina Volman, to whom he became even tenderly attached and later dedicated three of his piano preludes and his poetic letters to Devdurakelis. The mother of the young Volmans, Bronislava, was a true art aficionado and a highly intelligent person. She became an unabated supporter and sponsor of Čiurlionis' talent. She was also the first to find a very favorable review of Čiurlionis' works in the Russian press by the art critic Bresk Breskovsky following the exhibition of students of the Warsaw School of Art in St. Petersburg. In the article, Čiurlionis had been singled out for his unique style, and so Mrs. Volman immediately purchased Čiurlionis' entire series of Creation of the World. She also presented him with the most popular book among intellectuals of the time, supported his research trips, and personally invited him to join their family during their summer vacations. On his part, Čiurlionis presented her with his painting Friendship and dedicated to her his symphonic poem The Sea. When Mrs. Volman traveled to Vilnius for the First Lithuanian Art Exhibition, she even managed to find time to talk to the bishop about the dismissal of Čiurlionis' father as a Druskininkai church organist. In a letter to his brother, Konstantinas admitted, "It is pity that you don't know Mrs. Volman. She is the only amazing woman I know." Together with the Volman family, the artist visited the Krinz resort in the Carpathian mountain, as well as the Anapa resort on the shore of the Black Sea. In 1905, during the Anapa journey, Čiurlionis already had his own Kodak camera. While enjoying the mountain scenery in the summertime, he photographed and painted. In a letter to his brother Povilas, Čiurlionis shared his most vivid impressions from Caucasus mountains, which became symbolic images in his work. "The shores are rocky, high, inaccessible in some places, while at others you can barely escape from the waves. And sometimes from a mountain top you can see almost half of the sea. I saw the tops of mountains caressed by clouds and the magnificent snowy peaks with their shining crowns high above the clouds. I saw the Elbrus mountain that was over 140 kilometers away, as if it were a huge cloud of snow floating in front of a white mountain range. I saw the Dariel Pass as the sun rose through fantastically wild, gray-green and pink cliffs." In most photos taken in Anapa by Čiurlionis, the recurring themes are the sea, sailboats, and steep cliffs along the shoreline. In one of the photos, one can see the Caucasus Mountains along the Black Sea with the receding figure of Konstantinas himself. In another photo, one can see Čiurlionis vacationing in Anapa with the Volman family. A trip to Central Europe's art galleries. After receiving a monetary gift from Mrs. Volman, Čiurlionis set out on a trip in 1906 through Central Europe to visit Prague, Dresden, Nuremberg, Munich, and Vienna. Main goal of his trip was to attend art exhibitions, galleries, and museums. While in Munich, he wrote to his patroness, "I got to see two Pinoteks, the International Art Exhibition, Glyptotek, and the Exhibition of French Artists." In addition to Munich, he emphasized the impressions that he experienced in Dresden, Nuremberg, and Prague, singling out works of Raphael and Botticello, Dürer and Van Dyck, Rembrandt and Murillo, Velázquez and Böcklin, while Max Klinger and Ferdinand Hodler impressed him the most from the viewed contemporary artists. He seemingly did not pay much attention to French Impressionism and Post-Impressionist art. This trip carried great significance for Čiurlionis' own incredibly innovative experiments. This can be seen in his series of paintings Winter, Summer, Silence, and in his pictorial sonatas that he began to paint a year later.